Farm Bureau ready for the 2015 annual convention. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The slate is set for the 2015 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. Michael Clements has more.
This year's convention promises to be bigger and better. American Farm Bureau's Dan Durheim says a survey of Farm Bureau members guided the planning for convention this year.
And what they told us is give us more opportunity to engage with the commercial people. So as we put together the programming for what convention looks like for us this year, it's really finding that sweet spot behind what we do really well, which is policy work and advocacy, as well as making our trade show more robust.
This year's Idea Ag Trade Show will feature more than double the amount of exhibitors compared to last year's convention. New this year is opening the trade show to the public on Saturday to allow more than just Farm Bureau members to reap the benefits of the convention.
You do not have to be a Farm Bureau member to attend that trade show and innovation conferences on Saturday. We've gone back and said, hey, let's start this out with a bang and put a real opportunity for those folks that want to come and be our guests.
As for the workshops for members, Durheim says there are four priority topics.
To focus on what's happening in the innovation of agriculture, what's happening in the infrastructure, the investment side, and then ultimately engagement opportunities for our members. So we're seeing a good variety there of technology and things that affect your business.
The American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention starts Friday, January 9th in San Diego. Find more information online at annualconvention.fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
And there will be a strong delegation from Tennessee attending the AFBF convention, including the young farmer competitors Mark and Cindy Klemper of Greene County compete in the Achievement Award, Michael and Amy Shirley of Rutherford County in the Excellence in Ag Award, and Doug Giles of Williamson County in the Young Farmer Discussion Meet. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.